the jaw-dropping news out of the New York Times that Donald Trump is demanding that the Department of Justice, which is now under his complete control, pay him $230 million. And in case you were thinking, that's pretty outrageous, even for him. I didn't even believe necessarily the push alert for a second. Here's how Speaker of the House Mike Johnson responded to a question about the potential settlement today.
The Times is reporting the president is asking DOJ to pay him $230 million for his past cases. Is that appropriate considering it's a department under his control?
I'm not going to comment on something I haven't read, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I mean, there has been a running joke in D.C. for years now that's pretty accurate, that when President Trump does something inappropriate, Republican senators and representatives say they haven't seen the tweet. They didn't hear his comments. They haven't seen the article. It's their go-to. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has taken that see no evil style response to a whole new level, though.
President Trump held a closed door event Thursday night for top investors in his private cryptocurrency.
Well, look, I don't know anything about the dinner. I was a little busy this past week.
Any comment on the Wall Street Journal report about the letter that President Trump sent to Jeffrey Epstein years ago?
I haven't seen it. I can't comment on it. I've been a little busy today.
The president yesterday said, though, that there are some federal workers who do not deserve, the quote was, to be taken care of.
I've been so busy with this, I haven't had a chance to dig into it. I've been so busy on all this, I've not had a chance to dig into the details of each division and how it's happened.
I don't know about that particular item.
I haven't seen the details of it yet.
That performance in front of the generals, that
I didn't see it.
Is so dangerous.
I don't know what you're talking about with the children. I do know that ICE is...
70 U.S. citizens, according to ProPublica, have been detained by ICE so far since January.
Okay, I haven't seen that, so I'm not going to comment on it.